Yeah, dummy.
You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. It's Friday, so all of our regular features, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, which is up right now, and Fly Jams Friday will be happening. If you want to get your Fly Jams in requests, it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, and Luscious Hushes will play the jams for you. That's all coming up, but right now, let's start out with you, big dummy. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A running gag that stretched over 2 days and almost $13 billion in airplane orders briefly cost a chief executive officer his platinum American Express card. Air Lease Corporation kicked off the Paris Air Show with a 100-jet deal from Airbus SE and some banter from John Ploeger, the lessor's chief executive officer. He stopped the press conference just before the traditional contract signing, reaching into his pocket and interrupting Airbus's chief salesman, Christian Scherer. "Actually, Christian, my CFO authorized me to give you the American Express," Ploeger said, pulling out his platinum card and triggering flashes from photographers and camera phones in the room full of journalists. We had to increase the limits quite a bit, he quipped, with Scherer holding up another corner of the card as they posed for a photo. A day later, in front of Boeing's sales chief, Ploeger was asked how he intended to finance the five Boeing Company 787-9s Dreamliners that Air Lease had ordered minutes earlier. Alas, he said he had to cancel his Amex that day before because photos of his appearance with Scherer were captured the card's number. Ploeger's longtime business partner, Stephen Udvar-Hazy, offered up a solution for the next aircraft deal. If you just hold up a simple American dollar, you should do that instead.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy two. A career criminal with multiple narcotics convictions on his rap sheet was wearing a t-shirt with red lettering on the front that said Coke when he sold four crack Coke rocks to a Florida informant, according to an arrest affidavit. Terry Leon Simmons, 53, was arrested Friday afternoon at his home in Fort Pierce on a felony cocaine sales charge. He was also hit with a second felony count after arresting officers spotted a marijuana joint and a bag of MDMA in plain view inside the residence. Cops charged that Simmons sold crack cocaine to a confidential informant who pulled up outside of a convenience store a couple of blocks from the ex-con's apartment. At the time of the $40 transaction, Simmons was wearing a, quote, two-tone blue shirt with red lettering on the front that said C-O-K-E. The affidavit does not indicate whether the lettering was in the style of the was in the style of the popular soft drink. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy. See you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Louisiana authorities say a burglar effectively caught himself red-handed, unwittingly live-streaming his theft of a neighbor's new surveillance camera. The Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office said the neighbor watched the crime unfold in real time and recognized the culprit as 43-year-old Franklin Welzbacher Jr. A sheriff's statement says the stolen camera allowed things in, also showed things inside Welzbacher's house. Sheriff spokesman Bill Davis said Tuesday that Welzbacher told deputies he had permission to borrow a paintbrush, but but had nothing to say when was asked about the camera. His bond was set at $10,000 on a simple burglary charge. Davis said he doesn't know whether Welzbacher has an attorney who could speak for him or not.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. A 27-inch would have been easier, but he just got greedy. Shoplifting has long been an issue in Japan, with retail staff going to great lengths to combat it, such as being dragged by cars or covering the entire ceiling with security cameras. And despite all this, the problem not only continues, but appears to be growing bolder, as an arrest of a Fukuoka professional police has shown. On June 16th, at Gayo Electronics Store in Onjino City, a 23-year-old man entered shortly before midnight, picked up a packaged 49-inch TV, and just walked out the entrance without paying. It should come as no surprise that the Gayo staff easily saw the man stroll through the front doors with a 26-by-43-inch appliance weighing 26 pounds. However, the manager proved to be the truly smooth operator in this incident. Rather than confronting the suspect and risk damaging the $422 set, he simply watched the man load it into his car and made a note of the license plate number. After that, he placed a call to the police, who easily caught the suspect when he arrived at his home in Nakawaga City. The model is believed to have been the Greenhouse 49V. It's a slightly larger video than the 50V. But it should give you a good sense of the size. That's what it is. Police intercepted him in the parking area of his home with the TV still in his car. Caught red-handed, the suspect admitted to the theft, saying, "I stole it because I wanted to I wanted to use it at home." And he would have gotten away with it, too, had it not been for those meddling people and their basic human senses of sight and hearing. Boy, a real smartass wrote this one. So let that be a lesson to anyone else considering sneaking out of a place of business with a comically oversized piece of merchandise. We're not watching you, but we'll see you anyway.
Dummy! Dummy! Get lost, dummy!
All right. We'll save our last dummy for after the break. there you go, as we continue. Esmeralda, lots of dummies.
Yeah.
You know, we continue to do this segment, and we never lack for dumbness. So you get to vote.
I mean,
you get to vote.
Yeah, it's exciting.
There we go. All right, and we'll do the voting and the wrap-up right after we break here for some weather. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. So we are in the middle of the Friday features, and this is You Big Dummy. You Big Dummy! And we got one more dummy to do. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A politician in northwestern Pakistan was given pause for thought after his press conference was streamed live on Facebook with the cat filter turned on, giving him on-screen whiskers and ears. Esmeralda, have you seen this footage?
I haven't seen it, but I heard about it.
It's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. The online stream of regional minister Saukat Yousafzai speaking with journalists went viral on Friday after a member of his social media team accidentally activated the filter. Sure, it was an accident. Accidentally activated the filter on the social network. Comments started pouring in as Facebook users noticed pink cat-like ears and whiskers that had appeared on the heads of two of the minister and two accompanying officials. There's a cat in the cabinet, one said. Others were more literal. Saukat Yousafzai looks like a cat, meow, meow, meow. The video, seen by the AFP reporter, was deleted minutes after the press conference from the official Facebook page of the Pakistan Party. Images from the press conference were still available on social media. Yousafzai confirmed the incident and told the AFP it happened by accident. The cat filter was turned on by mistake, he said, adding, "Let's not take everything so seriously. I wasn't the only one. Two officials sitting along with me were also hit by the cat filter," he joked. The live stream continued with the whiskers and ears in place, even after the error was pointed out by users. In a press statement issued by the PTI social media team, it said the incident happened because of, quote, human error. All necessary actions have been taken to avoid such incidents in the future.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
All right. Well, we have to vote now because that's the deal. Now, normally, we'll have a listener call in for the third vote, but Esmeralda's here, so she's going to be the third vote. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me do a recap. Here we go. We got the dummy CEO who had to cancel his Amex after a joke involving $13 billion in jet deals. We have the dummy who wore a Coke T-shirt while he was selling crack cocaine. We have the dummy who stole a security camera and live streamed it from his house. We have the dummy who was arrested for shoplifting a giant TV, and the dummy who live streamed a press conference with the cat filter on. Tom, where are you going with this?
As much as I love cat filters, I'm gonna go for the guy who had the bollocks to pull out that TV to just go in, pick up a nearly 30-pound television and just walk out with it.
Okay.
And thought they was going to get away with it.
All right. Okay. Esmeralda, what do you deduce?
Oh, cat filter.
The cat filter?
I saw the picture. He is adorable.
I have to say, I love the Amex card story. I think it's so hilarious that these idiots held up the card so that people can see the number and everything. I mean, I think that's absolutely hilarious that he had to do that. Selling Coke in a Coke shirt, that's dumb and funny.
I mean, advertising.
Yeah. And the security camera that's live streamed. We've got a couple of live streamed stories for the dummies. I also have to go with the cat filter. And I think the reason why is because I've seen the footage.
It's hilarious.
Trevor Noah did a bit on it last night.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that when I get home and watch the other late night dudes from last night, I'm sure that they're going to have a field day with it because it's hysterical. It's absolutely hilarious. So I'm going with the dummy who had the press at the press conference with the cat filter on. That's our dummy of the week. Thanks for voting, Esmeralda.
Yes, thank you. All right. Doing my due diligence.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You come in here and visit us, you got to vote.
Yeah.
All right. All right, let's see what we got now. Here's what we got. We have this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. 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 Context.
What's up?
Tell him where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Ah, there it is. Another one of our favorite things to do on Friday morning, and that is straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little bit dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom, let's get started.
All right, let's do this. First one coming to us from Kelly and Elgin. Here's Bill Leff.
I'd have to hit it over and over and over again.
You have to sometimes.
Repeatedly.
Sometimes you just have to.
Can't stop once.
Okay.
All right, next one coming to us from Jesse. This is from the Ro Khan Show. Here's Ro.
It could be a real big one. It could last like all day.
Oh, my God. You might want to have that looked at, Ro.
What was it? Was it more than 4 hours?
Oh, yeah.
See a doctor.
All right.
All right, another one from the Ro Khan Show. This one's coming to us from Dawn in Marengo.
Kevin said they'd get it in.
And whatever Kevin says always comes true.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely correct.
All right.
Okay.
Another one for Bill Leff. This one's from Scott in Carpentersville.
Because you'll see a guy whose ball is, you know, 8 inches from the hole, and he'll all of a sudden he'll miss it.
Got to get the ball in the hole, man.
Hey, by the way, did you know that there was a I DVR'd it last night. Did you know that ABC now has a show that's co-anchored by where the announcers are Rob Riggle, who first of all is hilarious, and another guy, and it's about trying to distract celebrities as they play miniature golf.
What?
It's called Holy Moly. This is what we've come to, and I'm going to watch it when I get home, mainly because of Rob Riggle.
Do they also have a show where people just spin a wheel?
Yeah, it's called Spin the Wheel.
There's nothing else to it.
Yeah, and Dax Shepard is the host.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so summer programming, everybody.
Real special
stuff. We got Card Sharks now with Joel McHale. We got the new Pressure Luck with the Whammies, and Elizabeth Banks is hosting that.
Yes.
The Return of Match Game with Alec Baldwin. Mm-hmm. Pyramid with Michael Strahan. Oh, they're all coming. But To Tell the Truth with Anthony Anderson. These things are real cheap to put on TV, you know, and I guess they get ratings.
Yeah, I mean, people loved them the first time around.
Yeah, so, but that's what you watch when in the summer. I can't wait till Big Brother starts. God, all right,
it's gonna be a bloodbath.
You know what's really great now, Esmeralda?
Hmm.
There's actually someone on the show who likes Big Brother as much as I do, and it's Tom. So I now
you
have.
You guys should do a Big Brothers podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my God. oh jeez.
But yeah, but it's because every time I would bring it up with you or Dan or anybody else, it was
I was met with crickets. Yeah.
You know, like yeah, I don't watch that stupid show. and it's 3 nights a week during the summer.
Oh boy.
And then sometimes I watch the feed.
Right.
Or I go to Pop and I watch the After Dark.
Oh boy.
Because that's uncensored.
It's a lot of Big Brother.
I love Big Brother. All right. I have a partner in crime here in the Big Brother world now because Tom's on board.
You guys should get a TV that just shows like the live stream and everything.
Yeah, keep it on in here.
Yeah, yeah. So while you're doing the show.
Hold up, everybody.
Hold up. There's a showman starting.
So, a what?
A showmance. That's when two people hook up in the Big Brother house. They call it a showmance.
Oh, wow.
Get up. Come on. You know your terminology.
So I didn't think I was going to get quizzed on this stuff.
No.
I didn't prepare.
Well, now if you're at a party and someone says, hey, did you watch Big Brother last night? You can go, there's a new showmance.
And then
that's as far as I can go, though,
yeah,
because I won't know.
You won't know who's in the showmance. Some of the showmances have ended up in marriages.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. So, okay. All right.
One more.
Yeah, let's get it. What the hell we get? Yeah, let's get one more in before we break.
All right. Let's see here. So, let's see. This is another one from Bill and Wendy.
Any desire to do it, Kim?
None.
Boy, that was a flat-out no right there.
Yeah, that's coming to us from Jesse.
Jesse.
Oh, strong man. No.
That's strong no.
No. No. She didn't even hesitate. No. All right. Okay, we're going to break now. And then we got the news after this, and then we'll get back to our regular features. And get your fly jam request in. That's coming up in a little bit, too. 312-981-7200. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. Yeah. We're back on our Friday morning features, and this is Straight Out of Context. Again, when you listen to this radio station 24/7, whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the date, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And shall we get back to it? And Esmeralda Leon is with us this morning. Hi, thanks for hanging out.
That's your cue.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, next up.
You know what a showman is, by the way? Okay, what's up?
Next one's coming to us from Margaret in Bridgeport. Here's Kevin Powell.
Some people are into moms, can I say?
Wait, what?
Would you like there?
Some people are into moms, can I say?
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, we know what his search history is.
Uh-huh.
All right. Here is Bill Leff coming to us from Tim.
That's a hard one to swallow.
Oh, man.
All right.
Pamela sends in Steve Bertrand here.
I've always found you shouldn't pull at it at a stoplight.
It sounds like he's learned from experience.
Yeah. Oh, I like that one.
That's a good one.
I like that one. Okay.
All right. Next one. This is also from Pamela. This is Dave Ennett.
My buckthorn is exploding.
Is that what they're calling it nowadays?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, as I've said many, many times before, I love it when Dave Ennett is featured.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my favorites because Dave is just such a great straight-laced guy and such a pro, like a major pro. Whenever he's featured on Out of Context, it just kills me. That was really funny. Okay.
All right. This one's for Mary Vanville out in traffic. This is coming to us from Kelly.
Did you swallow it?
Mary just walked in. Mary, can you hear me?
She's getting her headphones.
She's getting her headphones.
Hello? She's like, yeah,
I missed it. Roger was yapping at me. I missed it.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
No, I didn't hear it.
Play it again.
Did you swallow it?
There it is.
Oh.
Oh. Nice reaction, Mary.
I don't even know what I was talking about.
Well, you got caught by our listeners, Mary.
Oh, man. Always.
Hey, Esmeralda's here.
I know.
Hi, Mary.
How are you?
Good.
Oh, my gosh. It's so awesome to hear you in the morning when I come in. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great to have her in, man.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, Mary, you're filthy.
As usual.
As usual. Oh, all right, what do we got next?
All right, next up, Jolyn Gurnee sends in the queen of Straight Out of Context, Wendy Snyder.
And then... I was just using my finger.
Oh, man.
Oh, Wendy.
Middle of the day.
Oh, wow. Man.
Sad, really.
All right.
All right, yet again, here she is, Queen Wendy from Dirty Dave.
You just have to inch it very slowly, bit by bit by bit.
Oh, my God. She seriously has to, like, have the record.
You should give her some sort of award.
And she knows it, too.
Like, yeah.
You know, she every time something, you know, weird happens on the show, she immediately shouts it out. Okay.
All right, this one's for you, Esmeralda. Here is Lou Manfredini from Lake Geneva Dan.
They just nailed it. They didn't screw it.
I didn't know there was a difference.
Yeah, me neither. That's pretty funny. Because, but for those of you guys who don't remember or haven't heard, Esmeralda loves the Lou Manfredini straight out of context.
It's very much like Dave Bennett.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right. Here's Rick Pearson. I've never gotten a Rick Pearson before.
He's been on.
He's been on.
Yes.
All right.
Has.
This one's coming to us from Eric O.
Cubs finally pull one off.
At a stoplight, no less.
Which then Steve was like, don't do that, Cubs.
That, no. Okay.
All right. Steve Bertrand again, speak of the devil, from Maria.
Do you have any Crisco?
Ridiculous. All right.
All right. And then finally here, from Barbara, here's Wendy Snyder.
It's fun to squeeze, and they're colorful, and I can see why people would eat them.
What were they talking about?
I have no idea.
Boy, that midday show. I don't know what we're going to do.
Hide the kids.
I don't know what we're going to do. Okay. Yeah. That was something. We'll do it again next week. Keep your ears peeled for the filth and the flarn. And then keep your ears peeled for this.
What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies. Like
hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies. Spies, spies, spies.
Like us.
That's right. Yes, yet another one of our Friday features. This is Nick D Show Spies. And we want you to listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or any capacity, we want to know about it. You're a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom.
Okay, so this first one's coming to us. This is the Bill and Wendy Show. And it's coming to us from Kelly, again, in Elgin.
I need to see the movie again, because I'm a little unclear on...
We should rent out an amphitheater and have listeners come and we could all watch it.
Yeah, okay.
Bad Ronald Knight.
It'd be you and me sitting there, and maybe Kim, because she's a little curious.
The three of us.
Jasmine would probably come just to support.
As long as we have popcorn, I'm good.
First of all, I don't think Jasmine would do that.
I would come.
She would come.
I would.
Stay for the whole movie?
We'd have to buy her popcorn,
maybe
though.
Nick DiGilio could make this one of his movie nights.
Maybe. We can ask him.
He would be in on it, because he's around the same age as us, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he would remember Bad Ronald.
What movie are they talking about? Were they talking about Bad Ronald?
Yeah, Bad Ronald.
Yeah. Bad Ronald is a legendary.
By the way, an amphitheater?
Yeah, I don't
That's
know what's going
giant.
Yeah. But Bad Ronald is this legendary TV movie from the early 70s.
Yeah. Is that guy with red hair?
No.
Curly
hair? He's a Jacoby. There were the Jacoby brothers. They were Scott Jacoby and another Jacoby.
Uh-huh.
They were sort of like, you know, like the Hemsworths. Oh, no, they weren't like the Hemsworths. But they were like TV guys.
The Hemsworths, but uglier.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the Bad Ronald, this is a legendary movie. Bad Ronald is a TV movie about a kid who, like, murders somebody by mistake or by accident.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother wants to protect him. So she sticks him in the wall and keeps him hidden in the wall. And and then, like, feeds him, you know, gives him meals and stuff, but he lives inside the wall of the house. Then his mom dies.
Oh, no.
And they sell the house, and new family moves in. He's still in the wall.
Okay, that just sounds like a sitcom waiting to happen.
And then, yeah. And then, like, he has, you know, like, there's a teenage girl that moves into his room, and that's where he is in the wall, and they become, like, friends.
Aww.
Bad Ronald.
Oh, is that
that's
a horror
classic
movie?
It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be, but it's, you know, yeah. At the time, it was a hugely popular TV movie. That was one of those ABC movie of the week that you would talk about at school the next day.
Most like, why would you keep him in the walls all the time?
I have not seen the movie in years. But she sticks him in a wall. He lives in the wall, and then that's what happens.
Like, why
he listens to the wall.
He listens to the wall by Pink Floyd.
Is a cross promotional
with Vic. He and Vic sitting inside the hole in the wall. But no, it's classic. I'm going to be 54 in a couple of weeks, so I'm around the same age as I think I'm a couple of years younger than Bill and Wendy, but that's definitely from my generation.
Well, look, could you find that for your
for my film club?
Your film club.
I don't think it's available in 4K digital. I know it's available on DVD.
On.
I know it's available on DVD because truly, it's got a massive cult following.
Right.
So, but I don't think I'd be able to show it at the show there.
Man.
So, all right. What do we got next?
All right, next one's a nice one from John Williams. This is sent to us by Wild Bill.
You know, the Mincing Rascals won the Illinois Broadcasters Association Best Podcast Award for the state of Illinois. We last year were awarded the best in the city. This year, the IBA said that the Mincing Rascals podcast was the best in the state. And the radio station won the best radio station in the state as well, WGN Radio. There were other award winners, Dave Ennett, and Nick DiGilio was the personality of the year and ever so deserving. Are you listening to WGN overnight? Very entertaining and fun. Thank you, Nick. Congratulations for that.
That was nice, J-Dub. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, I was surprised as hell. Best radio personality. Where did that come from? How did that happen? But I thank the IBA.
You're going to need a separate room for all your awards.
Yeah, I've got them up in the office there.
You're going to have to ask.
Got a few of them
for another section.
This one's really beautiful. I mean, it looks a lot different than the other IBA awards from the past.
Mm.
It's quite a beautiful award, and it's really nice and humbling. And thank you for the mention, John. That was very nice of you. Okay.
All right, last one here. This is a nice little celebrity mention coming to us from Julia H.
And then we're coming up for a big thing, which is a big for us every year. The Flashback Weekend in Rosemont.
Yeah, and beginning of August. That's always a blast.
The
second
and third. I believe on the second you'll be joined by another fellow WGN person, Mr. Nick DiGilio.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we're doing it.
That's his thing.
They're
Flashback
doing
Weekend's next
awesome.
Thing.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be doing a very kind thing at the Caddyshack Murray Brothers restaurant there. They're going to do a special salute to my 40 years.
Oh,
and
that's great.
Nick is going to probably do a little bit of an interview with me there.
Nice.
So we're looking forward to that. And then I'll be at that convention doing my usual signings and taking pictures. That's where we'll see Robert Englund again. We have Bruce Campbell there, Ted Raimi. It's going to be fantastic. Some of the other people from the Elm Street movies.
Yeah. So that was Jim and Rich, right?
Yep, yeah.
And they were, who were they on, Plyer?
Yeah, they were on Plyer Show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's Rich Coase. Sven Gulli, 40 years, and we're doing a special event.
I didn't recognize him.
Yeah, that was Rich. That was Sven. And we're doing a special salute, and he, you know, I'm honored. I'm emceeing it. And
nice.
So, you know, Rich was like, would you please, because I'm there every year.
Yeah.
But it was like, there are three hosts, you know, and we switch off on Q&As, but he's like, I want you to do it, which was an incredible honor.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. So I guess second through the fourth at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Rosemont, and it's an amazing guest list this year, and lots of really, there'll be movie screenings and Q&As and all kinds of great stuff. And we got Sam Raimi coming, which I just am so stoked about. He's never come to a Flashback convention before. I only met him one time, and that was years ago when he was doing publicity for Darkman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone on to, you know, I mean, he's directed some of my favorite movies ever. So it's going to be fun.
Nice.
All right. And I thank you for the mention. I appreciate that, Jim and Rich. I will see them there. So that's all right. There. All right. Well, that's that. Do you want to play the intro and we'll break and then come back and get funky?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Fly Jams Friday. All right. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. There's DJ Roger Badass Baddish is in for Viggity Viggity Vic. And Esmeralda the Heart Melda is here for a Friday Fly Jam.
I'm making holes with my head. What did I do? Oh, I spun.
You spun. That's right. You spun all the way in from Texas.
It hurts really bad now.
Okay.
I'm not used to it.
Because you're not used to it. You were doing it every Friday.
I had a big old callus on my head.
That's great.
Now it's gone.
All right. Cool. All right. Anyway, we're going to get Fly Jams Friday. Shall we introduce the DJ for the proceedings?
Oh, yeah. Luscious Hushes, baby.
All right. You like that, huh?
Wow.
Wow. 4 years at Loyola University.
That doesn't pay, it paid off, man. Totally paid off, pal.
Woo.
All right. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, Fly Jams Friday starts. And if you got a request, it's 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Friday, everybody. Getting funky on a Friday morning.
It's 4:52 in the a.m.
Smooth jazz. It is Fly Jams Friday, and coming up at 5 o'clock is Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. Also coming up, the stories that matter with Roger Badish in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
By the way, are you even allowed to play that song? What's it called? Summer Madness? Or what's it called?
Yeah, that's Summer Madness.
Yeah.
It's not summer.
Today is summer.
Oh, is it today?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm assuming that that's why somebody chose that. Who requested that?
That was coming to us from the 773.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like summer out right now, but it's the 21st. Today is the solstice.
Oh.
So shut the hell up.
Yeah, shut the hell up.
It's 4:53 in the a.m.
Smoothly shut the hell up. Oh man! All right. What's next there, Luscious Hushish?
Next up, we're gonna hear from Tom Brown, "Funkin' for Jamaica." This is coming to us from Dino. This one goes out to you, buddy.
Into that bass.
That's some bass. By the way, Dean gave Toy Story an A.
Surprising no one.
Not surprised in the slightest. But hey, do we know who does the voice for Mr. Potato Head in this one?
Is that the same person?
It's the same.
Don Rickles died.
Oh.
I don't know.
You know, it takes a really long time for these movies to finish, so maybe it's him.
I think it might honestly be
He may have recorded it before he passed, because these movies take three and a half, four years to make.
There's a story from a day ago, Los Angeles Times, how Toy Story 4 and Pixar keep Don Rickles' legacy alive 2 years after his death.
That's because it takes 4 years to make the movie, so he clearly finished. That's why Stan Lee is still making cameos in in movies.
Really? They're not going for a Weekend at Bernie's deal?
My favorite Stan Lee cameo, I think without question, was in that Spider-Man, Spider-Verse.
Yeah, that was really good.
I didn't know he was going to show up in that. No. And I just thought it was...
It was really special.
I thought it was fantastic. By the way, that was a great movie. You know, Esmeralda, that it was an animated Spider-Man movie that looked like it was going to be terrible. And it was great.
Didn't it win an Oscar?
It did.
Best animated feature. Really, really great.
Like, that was one of the biggest surprises of last year. And I saw it in the IMAX Navy Pier, which was fun. But yeah, no, that was just a fantastic, one of the best, the best Spider-Man movie is Spider-Man 2, but this is the second best Spider-Man. This is the second best Spider-Man movie.
If only this movie had Alfred Molina.
Yeah. Yeah, that would make it better.
Which one's the second one?
That's the one with Doc Ock. Ock with Alfred Molina as Doc
Ock. I have
seen
that one.
That's a great movie. Sam Raimi, the director of that movie, will be at Flashback Convention.
Oh, look at that.
See how that works?
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. All right. What else we got funky-wise?
All right, next up, it's Keith Sweat.
Oh,
Make
yeah.
It Last Forever.
Oh, come
and
on
this
now.
This is coming to us from our good pal Ike in Country Club Hills. Thanks, Ike. Appreciate you.
Can't go wrong with Keith Sweat. The man's name is Sweat.
What about that Mantooth guy?
Named Randolph Mantooth. Randolph Mantooth, real actor. Used to be.
Wait, really?
Was in Adam. Yes, Randolph Mantooth was it? Was in Adam 12.
Oh, who was he?
He was one of the cops in Adam 12.
Love
he was
Adam
not.
12.
He was not Martin Milner. Dark-haired one. Martin Milner had, like, blonder hair. And Martin,
oh, okay.
Martin Milner was a little thicker. Mantooth had darker hair.
Yeah,
and he was,
he was the older guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Randolph Mantooth.
Yeah. I loved Adam 12.
What is that? Did you love Adam 12?
I did. I watched it all every summer. It was on a...
What was... in
Nickelodeon or whatever.
In Anchorman. What was Vince Vaughn's name?
Vince... Or, no, it's some...
Is it Mantooth?
It is Mantooth.
Yeah. That's right.
But I know his mom's name was Dorothy.
That's right, Dorothy Mantooth.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
Yeah. After Koechner decides to diss her.
Yeah, take her out for a nice seafood dinner and never call her again.
All right, we got time, I believe, for one more.
One more. This is from Mike in Louisville. It's a classic. Michael Jackson, You Gotta Beat It. Don't wanna see no blood, don't be a macho man. Ooh, you wanna be tough, better do what you can, so beat it. But you wanna be bad, just beat it. Beat it, beat it. Don't run with the beat, beat. Show and hop, funky, cold, it's just like the, it doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just beat it, just beat it, just beat it.
Yeah.
I'm amazed he didn't request Eat It.
Yeah. You can play Eat It.
Come on, man.
That's Eddie Van Halen that plays on Beat It, right?
Yes, it's Eddie Van Halen that plays on Beat It. Yes.
This is the one where they have the knife fight?
They have the knife fight, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then a choreographed
dance routine where all the gangs decide that they're not going to fight, they're going to dance.
Yeah, that's actually, you know what? I wish all gangs did that.
Happened in West Side Story, too, so, you know. All right. Okay. Esmeralda, it was just a joy to have you back.
Yeah,
same. Always is. Let's do it a little sooner than later, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, great. Esmeralda Leon, everybody, and it was great to have her back. We're going to take a break here, we got the news coming up next, and then I'll be back on Monday morning to review all the new movies, including Toy Story 4 and the unnecessary Child's Play remake. And then my dad will tell a joke on Monday. News is in exactly 10 seconds. Oh, wait a second. That just dropped.
Oh.
Okay. Well, no break. No break. We're going right to the news. If someone can get to the newsroom. Well, now there's nobody in the newsroom right now in Roger's...
Breaking news. Roger Badish disappears.
Where the hell did Roger go?
I don't know. I just saw him walking out.
Roger! If you're in the building, Roger!